Anna, you have had quite an exciting, it was a couple of weeks ago, but it was a really exciting time. And you work taking missions abroad and on mission trips, and you had the opportunity to go somewhere. And you, before you even got there on this mission trip, you got to Heathrow. And do you want to tell us what happened?
Yeah, I had the privilege of taking a team of 10 young people out to Izmir in Turkey. And we met at Heathrow Airport, and I thought, okay, what can I do? 2 hours to wait before we get on our flight. I know, let's do a treasure hunt. So for those of you who don't know what a treasure hunt is, you basically just spend some time loving Jesus, just worshipping him, and then ask him for clues that will lead you to the people that he wants you to meet, and speak words of blessing or encouragement into their lives. So that's what we did. We prayed, we asked God for some clues. I then kind of divided the teams up, and I had headscarf, like a 60s style headscarf, and this guy in the team that I was in also had red headscarf. So we thought, oh, that's significant. Okay, let's look for this lady in a red headscarf.
Ooh, so you looked around in your team for this red headscarf, and did you find?
Well, after about 40 minutes, we finally found this lady sat in like kind of one of the cafes, and she was wearing a red headscarf. And she also had ginger curly hair, which was something, another clue on our map. So we were just like, oh, wow, thank you, God. And I was just like, I can't do it. I'm too scared. But luckily, the guy in the team with me said, oh, I'll go and approach her. So we went over and we just said to her, we're Christians. We're on a treasure hunt. You know, do any of these other things mean anything to you that we had written down? Nothing else on our maps made sense to her, but she turned out to be a Christian. She was an aid worker who works in Sudan. She was having joint pain in her wrists, and we were able to pray for that, and the pain just completely went. And she's emailed us since, and it's not returned either. So
wow, that is worth a clap. Woo! So you got on your trip and you were having an awesome time. And can John just tell us about one of the things that happened while you were there?
Yeah, I mean, I've got loads of highlights from the trip. So we went to Turkey, which, for those of you who don't know, just a quick overview, 73 million population. There's about 5,000 evangelical Christians, so that's not a lot at all. So we went to a place called Izmir, where there's quite a thriving church there. And if you want to hear any more stories, come and find me afterwards. But just kind of one particular highlight for us. On the last night, we just went out for a meal to do a bit of a team debrief. And there was a young girl there who'd come along to the Alpha course earlier in the week. And she hadn't committed her life to Jesus, but she was kind of seeking. She was quite angry and rebellious. And she came out with us for a meal, and then I kind of politely said, oh, you know, we're having a team debrief, you know, just the team. But she walked with us all the way to where we're having this debrief, and I just didn't have the heart to say, no, you know, you can't come in, it's just the team. So we just started worshipping, and as we started worshipping, she just really powerfully met with God. She was delivered quite significantly, and then gave her life to Jesus.
Yes!
So, yeah.
Is awesome. That's really, really awesome. So yeah, if you want to find Anna and talk about any other stories and ask her, she's very willing, and to pray for you for faith to go out and do this kind of stuff.